down low against Goodman, who gets called for her first foul. Here's Williams to break the tie, and that one falls through. Clark, front court. Copeland has the defensive assignment for Wisconsin. Now Goodman sets the screen, slips to the basket. The pass by Clark is knocked up into the air by Williams, stolen by Porter. Here she comes running into the front court. Porter scoops to Jimenez. Jimenez driving down low, blocking foul down low against Iowa. And that'll go against Goodman, and that's two quick fouls against the 6'3" Sharon Goodman. So if she has to go to the bench, Wisconsin may have a size advantage now against Iowa with 6'4" Sarah Williams, who, by the way, does have two personal fouls, but Stolke does come in, has a little bit of height, 6'2". Here is Porter. Porter driving strong to the rim from the left, missed it. Williams clears and scores down low with the left. Offensive rebound and the putback by Williams. And she's reached double figures. It's 26-23 Wisconsin. 8-11 to play. A kicked ball by the Badgers. It'll be Iowa ball. 3-point lead. Williams has 11 points. Perfect 5 of 5 from the floor. Wisconsin as a team, 47% shooting. Iowa shooting 45%. Stolke, free throw line, working on Williams. Got to be careful. Kicking out. Left side, 3 is in the air. It's missed by Martin, and it's off the hands of Fierbach into the lap of Schrammick. Gets it to Porter. Porter dribbles into the front court. Hands to Copeland. Left side. Whistle. 3 seconds called against Wisconsin down low. And give it right back. Had a chance to try to extend their 3-point lead. Wisconsin has led by as many as 6 points in this game. That came about midway through the first quarter with an 11-5 lead. Right now it's Wisconsin 26, fourth-ranked Iowa 23. Big Ten opener here today at the Kohl Center. Jam-packed here in Madison at the Kohl Center. The lines, the traffic, crazy a couple hours before the game. Here's Stolke down low around Williams. Now we're going to get Sarah for her third foul. Stolke came up short, but that's going to be bad news for the Badgers. So now Williams probably won't come back for the rest of this half. She has 11 of the 26 points and 5 of the 9 field goals for Wisconsin. Stolke, free throw, good. See how Wisconsin responds to this adversity with Williams on the bench as Stolke makes a pair. Wisconsin by one, 7:32 to play, second quarter. Here's Porter, screened by Schrammick. Now she'll go post up, give it to the top of the key to Guillen. Now to Jimenez, to Schrammick, topside, Stolke defense. Porter catches behind Schrammick, launches a long three, back iron, no. Rebounded, Fierbach, up ahead, Clark. Clark on Copeland. This is Clark working on Copeland. Tries to push off behind her back. Kicks to the left. Fierbach, 3 is no good. Stolke up over the back, tips it to her teammate. Now driving strong into a Badger and losing the ball as a falter. It's loose on the court and Wisconsin rips it away. Badgers have it. 6:54 to play in the second. 1-point Wisconsin lead. Porter outside left. Out on top. Schrammick flips it back inside. Porter doesn't have anywhere to go. Now reverses direction. Still underneath the rim. Throws it out to Jimenez. 10 on the shot clock. Giannis Jimenez dribbles away from a screen. 5 on the shot clock. Jimenez still working. Jimenez driving and an offensive foul called on the screen by the freshman Anna Guillen. And it gives it to Iowa. Shot clock was winding down and Jimenez still hadn't let one go yet, but Guillen will be called for the Badgers foul. Team foul number 2, 6:32 to play. Second quarter. Iowa trails by 1. Here is Clark. Flips a pass. Top of the arc to Martin. Dribbles to her left and hands off to a Falter. Falter bounces inside Clark. Layup good. Clark down low for 2. And she has reached double figures. And now it's Iowa by a point. Here's a drive by Porter. Came up no good, too strong. Clark in transition, throws to her left. Martin tries the 3, bangs off the rim, no good. Down low, a Falter, blocked by Jimenez, and a foul. So it'll send Iowa to the free throw line. Iowa's just an aggressive team down low. They initiate the contact. And what happens is the defense eventually will be called for the foul because they're so tough and physical. Here's a falter, and the free throw rattles in. 5:56 to play in the second quarter. Iowa by two. And the free throw is no good. So still a two-point deficit for Wisconsin. Hawkeyes outscoring the Badgers 7-5 in the second quarter. We were tied after the first 10 minutes at 21. Hawkeyes defending. This is McCabe defending Porter out on top to Jimenez. Jimenez at the free throw line to Schrammick outside left. Shot clock is getting close to 10. Stolke defending Schrammick. Inside Guillen in the lane. Hook shot. Missed it. And it's grabbed by the Hawkeyes. McCabe. 5.5 to go, second quarter. McCabe to Martin. She's open. The three. Good. Badgers call a timeout. 5:20 to go, second quarter. Hawkeyes have their largest lead of the game. It's Iowa 31, Wisconsin 26. Back after this break, and you are listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. John Audius with you from Madison, Wisconsin. It's the Big Ten opener for the Wisconsin Badgers. UW facing the fourth-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes, and Iowa has its largest lead of the game thanks to an 8-0 run. Iowa 31, Wisconsin 26. Let's pause 10 seconds for a legal ID, 10 for a station ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
And welcome back to the Kohl Center. John Audius with you, 31-26. Yeah, Iowa on an 8-0 run over the last 2 minutes and 16 seconds of this second quarter. They're outscoring, doubling up the Badgers, outscoring them 10-5 in this quarter. 3 of 7 from the floor are the Hawkeyes. That's 43%. And Wisconsin, who started this game making its first 5 field goals, have fallen off offensively. Now 2 of 8 in the quarter. That's 25% shooting for the Badgers. And the bad news, Badger fans, Sarah Williams, 11 points, 4 rebounds. Well, that's good, but the bad news is she's on the bench with 3 personal fouls. Here's Schrammick, 5:10 to go, second quarter. To Copeland, high post, Guillen back to the basket, defended by Stolke, gives it up to Copeland, throws to her right, Porter has it, guides it back over to Copeland, shot clock's at 10, pushes to the left, here's Leitzinger, leaves it over for Copeland, Copeland has it, Copeland scoops, Guillen, 4 seconds, over to Porter, she'll launch the three, and it rolls in! Running Porter gets a big-time basket that stops an 8-0 Iowa run. 4:43 to play, second quarter. Clark, mid-range on the right. Clark, inside, leaves it off for Stolke. Blocked from behind by Copeland. It's loose in the corner. Schrammick on the floor. And we're going to go to jump ball. We'll go Iowa. We'll go Wisconsin. I'll figure it out eventually. It'll be Badgers basketball. Last touched Iowa. Four and a half. half minutes to play before halftime. Two-point deficit for the Cardinal and White. Guillen to Leitzinger, to the corner, Porter. Finds Schrammick. Schrammick dribbles to her left, scoops to Ronnie. Here's Porter, going around McCabe, can't get around her. Back out to Copeland, five on the shot clock. Here's Sanaya, Copeland to Guillen in the corner. Two on the shot clock. She'll launch a three. It's an air ball. Picked up by Clark on the other side. Outlet. Perfect pass. Stolzke missed the layup, but it's followed up by a Falter, trailing the play. That was Clark from the Badgers free throw line all the way into the front court for Iowa on a perfect pass. But give credit to a Falter for trailing and keeping that play alive for Iowa. Three in the corner. Copeland, no. Called in by Clark. 33-29. Four-point Iowa lead. Clark tries the three over Guillen. Rolls out, no good. Down low, who has it? Schrammick. Wisconsin, 18th rebound as a team. Iowa has 20. 3:20 to go before halftime. Four-point Iowa lead. Fourth-ranked Hawkeyes leading here in Madison. Here is Porter. Hands to Copeland. Left wing. Schrammick tries to catch an entry pass. It goes high off her hands and picked up by Stolke. Clark races into the front court, draws some contact, missed a driving layup, picked up by the Badgers. It's a two-on-three. Porter attacks anyway. Porter up. It falls through for Ronnie. A driving finish by Porter. 33-31. Hawkeyes lead is at two. 2:50 to go before halftime. Kick ball, Leitzinger. Free pass there from a Falter. So Hallie Douglas comes into the game. Five on the floor for the Badgers. Guillen, Leitzinger, Porter, Douglas, and Jimenez. 2:47 to go before halftime. Clark looking to inbound. Baseline right. Gets it down low to Martin. High off the window. It's no good. She got her own rebound. She goes up with the right hand, and she finishes. The offensive rebound leads to a couple of points there for Martin. 2.5 to play. 35-31. Four-point Iowa lead. Jimenez at the motion W. Dribbles to her left to Guillen. Now give it up to Porter, they do. Porter, top of the key, driving, hands off. Jimenez in the lane, lost the basketball. Grabbed by Iowa. Marshall flies into the front court for the Hawkeyes. Finds Clark. Clark over Porter, launching a three. That one's front iron, no good. Caitlin Clark, 0 for 4 from downtown. Jimenez driving. Jimenez in the lane. Jimenez travel. She finished and made the shot, but walked, had a little jump or a little stutter step right before she got down low. 35-31 Iowa. Overall in this game, Wisconsin outshooting the Hawkeyes 43% to 38%. Iowa as a team, 1 of 11 from downtown. Clark 0 for 4, 2 minutes to go before halftime. Ronnie Porter doing a great job denying the pass to Marshall. Falter has it outside left. And the pass is kicked by Leitzinger. And it'll stay with Iowa. Falter. Gets it into Mark, who finds Clark, working on Copeland, driving on Copeland, right to the rim, finishes good. Iowa 37, Wisconsin 31. Largest lead of the game now for the Hawkeyes. It's at 6 with 96 seconds to play before halftime. Douglas gives up, top of the key to Copeland. To Schrammick, just right of center, to Jimenez, topside. Jimenez bumps into a defender, finds Copeland in the corner, over to Schrammick out on top. Schrammick around Stolke. Schrammick driving strong to the rim, layup good by Brooke Schrammick. Wisconsin trails by 4. Here's Clark, front court, Copeland defending, trying to stop her from going inside. Clark's pass is caught outside. Extra pass to Martin. Topside three is no good. Couple of bodies on the floor. Two Badgers. Picked up Iowa. They'll throw it back to the left, and Marshall hits the second three-pointer of the game for Iowa. Under a minute to go before halftime. Now it's a 7-point Hawkeyes lead. Can't let the game get away too much here in the final minute. See what Wisconsin can do to close out the second. Here's Copeland. Copeland driving strong. Lost it. Off of her foot. Iowa basketball. Well, now the Badgers are going to have to buckle up and play some defense. Wisconsin leads the Big Ten for the lowest field goal percentage allowed, 34%. I believe chance of let's go Hawks. 30 seconds to go. Second quarter, Clark, high right side, defended by Copeland. 20 seconds on the game clock, 10 on the shot clock. Here's Caitlin, around a screen by Stolke. Jump pass to the corner, a Falter driving left baseline. Down to two on the shot clock, to Clark for three. Porter in the backcourt. Crosses half court with 1 second. She'll launch, good if it goes. And it's no good, high off the backboard. Clark hits a back-breaking three at the end of the shot clock. It's her first three of the game, and it gives Iowa a 10-point halftime lead. Big second quarter for Iowa, outscoring the Badgers 22-12. Well, coming up at halftime, we'll run through these halftime numbers, both team and individual. We'll also take a look at perhaps some scores from around Big Ten basketball. And when we come back, we'll hear from Wisconsin sophomore Sarah Williams with our halftime interview. So keep it right here at the half. Iowa 43, Wisconsin 33. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Women's Basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond, and by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Halftime at the Kohl Center. John Adias with you, and the Badgers trail the fourth-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes here in the Big Ten opener, 43-33. Iowa outscored the Badgers 22-12 in that last quarter. Time for today's halftime interview, and before today's game, I was able to catch up with sophomore Sarah Williams, and I asked her what parts of her game she worked on during the offseason.
I've been working on, like, the IQ of the game, just understanding, like, where all my teammates are going to be, just knowing how they play as well. Also, extending my range out to the three-point line and, you know, being more patient inside the post, seeing if the double's going to come and, you know, which moves to use, which moves not to use.
The IQ, how do you study something like that? How do you get better?
Just, like, watching film and being extra attentive in practice, just seeing, like, when it's not my turn on the court, I'll just watch and see, like, oh, that was a good move, or maybe she should do this instead, just, you know, watching it from that point.
Yeah. Okay, so you talked about the three-point shooting, and that's something that obviously stands out. You hit your first three of your collegiate career this season. You've hit a couple more after that. What is it like to step back like that? Are we going to see more threes throughout the season?
Oh, yeah. It's been a process. You know, shooting a three takes a lot of confidence. I've been working on it every day since the offseason. So just trusting my shot and just getting more comfortable with it as the season goes on.
Talking with Sarah Williams here at halftime. So what is it like to know that you're going to have a full house today at the Kohl Center?
It's actually very exciting. I mean, we have a good group of girls, and we talk about every day. We don't really get opportunities like this. This is our chance to, you know, show everyone what we've been working on. We're a good team, and, you know, to get the respects of everyone in Madison. So hopefully we can have more people like this at the Kohl Center more often.
Yeah. All right, I got some rapid-fire questions for you. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
All right, how do you prepare for a game?
Shower, eat, music.
When did you first get into basketball?
Fifth, sixth grade, middle school.
What was it that got you into basketball?
I was 5'7" in the fifth grade, so yeah, my height.
Favorite streaming service? Is there a show you're watching right now?
South Park on HBO Max. Okay. Yeah.
What season are you on?
One. I just started binging it.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. And finally, any superstitions as a player?
I like pray. Pray when it, before I get on the court and before games and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
That's Sarah Williams here at the half. Back with more after this. You are listening to Wisconsin Badger basketball from Learfield.
The deep three.
Deep three right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 33 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 15 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 35. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you, 43-33 Iowa. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 10-point deficit for Wisconsin. The Badgers have led by as many as 6 points in this game against fourth-ranked Iowa. Now, that all came in the first quarter, but the Badgers did have an 11-5 lead early. They've hung with Iowa for the most part before the Hawkeyes kind of go on a run here in the second quarter to extend their lead. Caitlin Clark hits her lone three-pointer at the half right near the end as Iowa's shot clock was winding down. The game clock was winding down as well, and that was just the third Iowa three of the game. But the Badgers and Hawkeyes were tied after the first 10 minutes at 21 apiece. Wisconsin shot 50%, got 6 points from Sarah Williams. They started the game on a 4-0 run. Second quarter, Iowa plus 10 in the scoring column. And a big storyline here is Sarah Williams, who has 3 personal fouls in that first half. She has 11 points and 4 rebounds, but it's tough for Wisconsin. She's the Badgers' best offensive player, best defensive player, and she had to sit for about the final, the majority really of that second quarter, and it really affected the Badgers in the second. Overall, Wisconsin is shooting 44% from the floor. Iowa is shooting it at 42%. From downtown, the Badgers are 3 of 8. That's 37.5%. Iowa, 3 of 14, 21%. Free throw line, 6 of 9 for the Badgers. 8 of 12 for Iowa. Rebounding, plus 2 for the Hawkeyes, 22 to 20. team assists. Iowa has 9. Wisconsin has 5. The Badgers had 11 first-half turnovers. Iowa had 6. And the Hawkeyes are plus 4 on points off turnovers at 15-11. Second chance points, 14-5 advantage for Iowa. They lead 10-5 on the offensive glass to the Hawkeyes. And a portion of the game where the Badgers usually are better than their opponents is points in the paint. Not today. Iowa, 24 points in the paint. Wisconsin has 18 points in the paint. Well, the Badgers have led in this game. Not the case here at the half. 43-33 Hawkeyes. We'll take a break, and when we come back, a look at the individual numbers next. You are listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Need. After that, Iowa outscored Wisconsin 19-7, and now it's a 10-point Hawks lead. Let's take a look at the individual numbers, starting first with the visitors. Caitlin Clark has 15 points on 6 of 11 shooting. She's 1 of 5 shooting the 3-point shot with 5 rebounds. 9 points from Stulke on 3 of 8 shooting. She's grabbed 1 rebound. 5 points from Kate Martin, 2 of 8 from the floor. After that, the scoring falls to Sharon Goodman, who has 4 points and 3 rebounds. She's 2 of 3 from the field. 3 points for Marshall, 3 points for Falter, 2 for Davis. Wisconsin is led by Sarah Williams, who was limited in that first half because of the 3 fouls. Sarah has 11 points for the Badgers. She played 7.5 minutes in the first quarter, and she contributed 11 points, a team high, and 4 rebounds, what was a team high at the time. Ronnie Porter has tried to pick up a little bit of that slack. 9 points for Porter. Ronnie, in that last quarter, scored 5 of her 9. She's 3 of 6 from the floor, a rebound, and an assist. After that, the scoring falls to Schrammick, has 5 points, 5 boards. Sanaya Copeland is 2 of 5 from the floor, 5 points, a rebound, and an assist. Allie Douglas has a point at the free throw line. Dianis Jimenez has 2, and that's the scoring for Wisconsin, who trails by 3. Big part of the second half. Can Sarah Williams stay out of foul trouble? We'll see what happens when the third quarter starts next. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind.
Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. John Adias with you from the Kohl Center in Madison, moments away from the start of quarter number three. Iowa ranked fourth in the country, leading the Badgers in this Big Ten opener 43-33. It was a big second quarter, outscoring the Badgers by 10. But remember, Iowa went on a 19-7 run over the final 7:36 of the quarter after Sarah Williams had to leave with her third personal foul, and Williams still not going to enter the game. She will not be out on the court for the Badgers here to start the second half. It'll be Copeland, Porter, Douglas, Meitzinger, and Schrammick. And there's a quick tie-up to start the quarter. I'm actually looking for Williams, and there she is. She's not on the bench. She's on one of those stationary bicycles near the hallway. Possession arrow to Wisconsin. Badgers have it to start the third now. Copeland pushes over to Leitzinger on the right. Inside, Douglas catches, has some space. Now Goodman's defense. Goodman with a rejection. Picked up by the Badgers. Schrammick plays it off the window for two. Schrammick with the putback, and Wisconsin starts with the first 2 points of the third quarter. 43-35 Iowa. Clark off a screen. Leitzinger late, but a bobble by Clark, and Leitzinger then gets back to her. Left elbow jumper now by Caitlin's. No good. Ball high into the air. Who has it? It's loose in the corner. Goodman has it. Throws it back out to Clark. Between the circles. Here's Leitzinger defending. Clark pushes off with the offhand. Drives to the rim. Missed. And it's rebounded by Porter. Pushes. Copeland in the lane. Copeland spinning in the lane. By Sanaya Copeland, counted in a foul. Copeland scores down low for the Badgers, and she'll have an opportunity at a three-point play. Had it spun around, got fouled by behind. Maybe it was, perhaps, we'll see what the number goes against. Was it Davis or was it Martin? And they get Martin, second foul. First team foul against the Hawkeyes, so a good start for the UW. They started the first quarter scoring the first 4 points. And now, with a free throw here, they can start quarter number three. Scoring the first four, not going to happen. Free throw no good. Copeland almost came away with the steal, though, after the miss. Clark has it. Clark around everybody. Layup good. Just zigzag through traffic and didn't let anyone stop her. Porter into the front court. 45-37, Iowa, 8-point lead. Here's Copeland. Over to the right. Leitzinger has it. Leitzinger looking. looking, one dribble, leaves for Schrammick. Out on top, she squares up. Goodman right there defending. Over to Copeland, driving into the left baseline, throws the corner. Porter jumps into the air, catches, fires inside. Douglas has it, deep on the right. Douglas trying to bully her way down to the basket, missed it. Weitzinger comes out of there with it. Back up to Schrammick, long three left side, shot clock winding down short. Porter tips into the air, but it's ripped away by Davis, and here come the Hawkeyes. Goodman defended by Schrammick, deep on the left. Whistle, offensive foul called against Iowa. It's called against Molly Davis of Iowa. Wisconsin trying for its first win over Iowa since February 11th of 2007. That was an 84-73 win. The Hawkeyes have won every game since then. They've won the last 27 in a row in this series. 8 minutes to play in the third quarter. Leitzinger has it for Wisconsin. Clark knocks it away. Natalie regathers to Schrammick. 10 on the shot clock. Schrammick driving to drive her own. Stolke left baseline. Has it. Tries it up and under. No good. Leitzinger down low. She missed it. And a foul as Leitzinger grabbed it and missed it. And a foul on the floor. Not during the shot. And it'll go against the Hawkeyes. And that is Davis, and that's her second. It was Schrammick underneath, Leitzinger grabbing the miss. It had an easy look at it, but just came up short. And then Leitzinger got knocked down to the floor. Third team foul against the Hawks. That's good news for the Badgers. Lots of time in the third quarter. 7:44 to play in the third. It's against Sarah Williams, not playing. Three personal fouls. She's warming up on the stationary bike. Past the Badger bench down the hallway. Now here is Porter trying to back down Davis. Lost it. Picked up by Hallie. Douglas flips it up and in on a drive to the rim. Left hand finish by Douglas. Wisconsin pulls to within six. 45-39. 7.5 to go. Iowa lead in the ball. They flip it inside. Stolke over Schrammick. Tough shot. Blocked out of bounds. But a foul called against Schrammick. Stolke is tough. 6'2", sophomore. Second on this team in scoring. 11.5 points per game. 6.6 rebounds per contest. There's Stolke. Free throws in. Next one by Stolke. Hits the back iron and then drops through. 7:25 to go, third quarter. Wisconsin trails Iowa by 8. Fourth-ranked Hawkeyes in the Big Ten opener, 47-39. Schrammick, left half of the court, working on Stolke. One dribble, hands off to Sanaya. This is Copeland, step back, three's in the air. It's short, glances off the rim. Wisconsin now 3 of 10 from downtown. Clark, in transition, zips the pass inside to Stolke, who lays it up and in. Iowa, back up to 10. Where we started here the third quarter with a 10-point Iowa lead. And with 6:48 to go, it's still at 10. Wraparound pass by Porter. Grabbed by Douglas between the circles. Wisconsin has been able to get it down to 6 points in this game. Porter, a drive, and a flip off the window is good. Back down to 8. Clark, the other side. Clark knocks into Sanaya Copeland. The ball is loose. It's grabbed by Porter. Porter misses the layup. Tries to draw some contact on Stolke. No call. And now a foul called. Stolke had the basketball, however, and it's going to go against Wisconsin. Porter on the drive tried to fight off Stolke with the left side of her body and drove to the rim and came up short. Sarah Williams now enters the game. 6:22 to go. Third quarter. Williams into the game. She has 3 fouls. We'll see if Iowa tries to throw it inside to Stolke, who's had success drawing fouls against Williams in this game. Fierbach has it out on top. Clark catches outside right. The freshman Jimenez on Clark, the National Player of the Year. And there is a foul on the drive. Against Jimenez. That is the third team foul against Wisconsin. 6 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the third. 49-41 Iowa. Here's Clark to throw it in from the baseline. A soft bounce to Sulky. Hands off to Clark. She'll fire a three, and it's good. Right side, right in front of her bench. Second three-pointer of the game for Caitlin Clark. 52-41. It's the largest lead of the game now for Iowa. Clark's up to 20. Schrammick pushes over to Jimenez with the pass. Stolke ends up on the ground. Did they just get Sarah Williams with the foul? Get out of here with that. Sarah Williams right back to the bench. Four fouls. Williams trying to post up. Stolke acting like she has no balance or strength and falls down. Winner of the Academy Awards anyway. Here's Clark. Outside right. Inside to Stolke. Wraparound easy. Layup a falter. Pass finds a falter and the layup's good. Porter. Front court for the Badgers. 5:20 to go. Third quarter. All Iowa now by 13. Wisconsin needs some offense. Schrammick has it. Oh, leaning shot, no good. Ball loose. Clark has it. Clark, front court. Clark, right elbow. Clark, right of the lane. Flips a pass, top side. Three. Good by Fierbach. Things starting to get away from Wisconsin. An 8-0 Iowa run and a timeout by the Badgers. 5:02 to go in the third quarter. It's the Hawkeyes 57, the Badgers 41. Back after this break, you're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. Never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do
and I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the, he was in the, like really.
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
99 cents a pound at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And 39 cents a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop. And count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for bananas every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
Badger fans looking for holiday fun for the whole family? Get your tickets and join Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center in December. For more information on Badger men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Celebrating over 75 years of food and fun, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badgers Athletics. John Oddie is with you from the Kohl Center. Well, Wisconsin had cut it down to an eight-point game here at 49-41, trailing fourth-ranked Iowa. But the Hawkeyes go on a run, an 8-0 run, and all of a sudden it's the largest lead of the game for the Hawks. It's up to 16 now at 57-41, and Wisconsin is just in desperate need of somebody to score the basketball right now. Over the last two quarters, and we've got, you know, we're halfway through the third quarter, so counting the quarter and a half, let's just say, the Badgers have managed 20 points on the board. In that same time frame, Iowa scored 36. And that whole time frame I'm talking about, essentially no Sarah Williams. She sat down in the second quarter when she grabbed her third personal foul at about the 7.5 minute mark. She entered the game in the third at about 6.5 minutes and left less than a minute later with her fourth personal foul on a flop by Stolke. Now here's a drive by Schrammick. She'll knock over a defender. And, well, that's an offensive foul. We've got a timeout on the floor. Personal foul against Brooke Schrammick. Fifth team foul against Wisconsin. Iowa will be in the bonus over the last 4:48 of this third quarter when we come back. Iowa 57, Wisconsin 41. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. With you from the Kohl Center, John Audius. It's 4:48 to play in the third, and Iowa's taking control of the game, 57-41 here. It's the Big Ten opener for Wisconsin and for Iowa. These two teams meeting. And Wisconsin has lost the last 27 in a row in this series, and Iowa has retaken control of this one here this afternoon, as the Badgers just can't get Sarah Williams on the court. At some point, you know, Williams will just have to come into the game and let the chips fall where they may. Now is not the time, however, in the third quarter, according to head coach Marissa Mosley, and I understand why. A lot of basketball to be played. We'll see what can happen. The Badgers can get on a run. They've cut it to eight this quarter before this 8-0 run over the last 1:11 by Iowa. Here we go. Fierbach with a pass to her left. Now inside to Stolke on the left. Back out to the right. A falter tries the three on the wing. No good. Stolke taps into the air, and it's gathered on the near side corner by Porter. Wisconsin left to right. Badgers need some offense, being outscored 14-8 in the third. Here's Jimenez, the Badger freshman, who averages just under 10 points per game. She has two today, hasn't hit a field goal. They could use some offense from her, perhaps, defended by Clark. Throws to Douglas on the left. Far side now, one dribble. Copeland launches a three. It's an air ball. Porter catches out of bounds and tries to throw it off of Clark. And Porter was out of bounds. Good try there by Ronnie Porter. Almost made a terrific play catching the ball and then trying to throw it off Iowa. She has a smile on her face as she backpedals to play defense. Clark defended by Copeland on the right. She'll lower her head, run to the rim, miss the shot. Somehow gets it back, kicks it out. Marshall extra pass. Now they bounce inside looking for Stolke. Ball is kicked out of bounds by Wisconsin. Burke Schrammick now entering the contest for the Badgers. Scores from around Big Ten basketball. 12th-ranked Ohio State, a winner in overtime by 10 over number 25 Penn State, 94-84 in their Big Ten opener. Clark tries to get it inbounds, knocked away by Douglas, still Iowa ball. Maryland at home, 71-58 over Northwestern. Minnesota by two over Purdue, 60-58. Here's Clark looking to inbound. High toss, caught by Martin. Another game at the half, Michigan all over Illinois in Champaign, 39-16. Stolke catches to Fierbach to the corner. Wide open as Martin won't take the three. Instead, she'll drive to the rim. Miss it on a driving layup. Rebounded by Schrammick. Gets it to Jimenez. 3:33 to go in the third. Jimenez right to the rim. Slices to the cup and finishes. And a foul. First field goal of the game. game from Giannis Jimenez. And that means the Badger freshman puts two on the board and will go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. The foul called against Fierbach. That's her second. Iowa's fourth of the quarter. 57-43. And the free throw's in. 57-44. Badgers trail Iowa by 13. Here's Clark. Gives to Martin. Topside. Martin throwing to McCabe on the far side of the court. Driving by Porter. Bouncing inside. And Stolke was all alone. Deep on the left. And finishes with the left hand. 59-44 Iowa. Wisconsin ball. 3:03 to go in the third. Screen by Schrammick. Porter, top of the key. Jump pass over to Douglas on the left. Douglas dribbles and hands off to Jimenez. She'll launch a three on the left, and it's through. Jimenez had a three-point play, and now a three-point bomb. 59-47. It's down to 12. McCabe, top of the key to Clark. Defended by Copeland. Clark. Trying to back down. Copeland bounces inside, looking for a teammate. What a save by Martin Stolke. Back out. McCabe, three. Good. That one hurt. 2:24 to go in the third. 62-47 Iowa. Hawkeyes' sixth make as a team. They make about 9.5 threes per game. That's top 10 in the country. Here's Porter. Trying to screen. To the left. How about Douglas for three? Nope. Falls right into the lap of Clark. Clark then tries to get away from three Badgers. It's stolen. Porter launches a three. That one bangs off the rim, no good, and bounces out of bounds. A minute 57 to go in the quarter. 62-47 Iowa. Wisconsin trying to come back here, launching threes, but they're down by 15. Headed down to 12 not too long ago. Clark has the ball. She has 20 points on 8 of 16 shooting, 9 boards and 3 assists. Clark left side. Copeland defends. Clark launches a long 3 on the left, and it's good. 23 now for Clark. Hey, go on. 65-47 Iowa. Here's Jimenez. Down low on the right baseline. Kicks topside. Schrammick. Long three. Went halfway down and popped out. Rebounded by the Hawks. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Iowa. 65-47. An 18-point Iowa lead. Largest of the game now. Well, Clark with 23. Coming off a 35-point game against Iowa State when she made 6 three-pointers. She has 3 threes made today. Here's a pass inside and the layup good by Clark. From O'Grady, who's into the game now, who had it down low. Clark cut to the rim and she gave it up. Under a minute to play in the third, Porter has it. Left of the lane, picks up her dribble. Clark defends, out to Jimenez. Jimenez, top of the key, spins it over to Porter. High toss, caught by Schrammick. Bounces back to Ronnie, driving. Runner in the lane's good. Now Porter goes and defends Clark, who fires a pass inside to Martin, who bangs into Leitzinger, and Leitzinger gets called for the foul. So Iowa will go shoot some free throws now. Here comes Patty Bandala in for Leitzinger. And Martin will go to the free throw line. 81% this season. Trying to extend the lead to 20. And she missed the first free throw. Wisconsin has been hanging around in this game. First quarter, we were tied. Iowa took control in the second to lead by 10. And the next free throw is good. And now Sarah Williams comes into the game. 4 fouls for Williams. She is the second leading scorer for Wisconsin with 11 points today. She's played a total of 8 minutes. Porter to Patty Bandola out on top. Her pass is intercepted and stolen. Intended for Jimenez. Other side, driving layup, a falter, good. 18 seconds to go in the third, and it's Iowa by 21. The Hawkeyes have opened it up here in quarter number three. Williams catches at the free throw line, bounces inside, reverse good by Copeland. 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Iowa fires to Martin, who won't get a shot away. And we are done with three quarters here this afternoon. And it's the Iowa Hawkeyes leading Wisconsin by a score of 70-51. We'll take a break and come back with the final 10 minutes after this. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
And welcome back courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. It's a 70-51 score. Iowa, fourth-ranked team in the country in this Big Ten opener, leading the Wisconsin Badgers. Time for today's ATC Smart Play of the Game. Let's go to the first quarter in Wisconsin's Brooke Schrammick. Copeland out on top. Schrammick lets it fly. And it's nothing but net for Brooke Schrammick. ATC, energizing your future with smart careers, our ATC smart play of the game. That was the Badgers' largest lead of the game. It was at 6 points. Iowa has led by as many as 21 points here this afternoon. It's at 19 right now. And for Wisconsin, as far as the three-point shooting, that was one of four made threes so far for the Badgers. Wisconsin is 4 of 15 from downtown. Now, overall, in this game, let's get you some numbers here. Wisconsin is shooting 43% from the floor. Iowa, 49% shooting in the game. Caitlin Clark, 25 points for the Hawks. 10 of 18 shooting, 9 rebounds, 3 assists. Wisconsin led by Ronnie Porter, who has 13 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. Sarah Williams, like I said, has played only 8 minutes in this game because of foul trouble, and she's been able to put up 11 points and grab 4 rebounds. And Williams out there on the floor defending O'Grady. They'll bounce inside to O'Grady. Coming around from the weak side, it's Porter to knock it free, and now it's stolen and picked up by Copeland. Wisconsin starts with a steal in the fourth quarter. Inside Williams, layup good. Sarah Williams up to 13, tied for the team high. She's played 8 minutes. 9:34 to go in the game. 70-53. Clark off a screen. 3 over Williams. Good. Top of the key 3 by Caitlin Clark. She's up to 28. Jimenez. Toss down low on the right. Here's Williams. Reverse layup. No, but a foul against O'Grady. Sarah Williams will go to the free throw line. Her last 3 games, Williams is averaging 19 points per game, 9 rebounds, and 4.5 blocks. She was big for the Badgers early in this game. Now kind of holding her left hand, left wrist. She's ready to shoot some free throws now. And the free throw drops. Williams had 15 points in the home loss to Iowa last season for the Badgers. Then had four fouls in Iowa City, played 14 minutes, scored 7 points. Second free throw goes through for Williams. 73-55, fourth-ranked Iowa with the lead. O'Grady double-team. Porter comes over, defended by Williams and Porter. Kick out to a Falter. Now Clark grabs topside. Clark down the lane, bounce inside. O'Grady misses into the hands of Williams. Outlet to Jimenez. Left half of the court. Jimenez.